How can I be free of ups and downs? In the beginning of gaining confidence and awareness, there is the introduction to awareness. So there has to be an introduction to awareness, some sense of what it is before there can be confidence. And that introduction to awareness can happen spontaneously. For example, being in the presence of someone who already has confidence and awareness, that can initiate it by just suddenly feeling who one really is. It isn't the person who's doing something to you. It's just that you're feeling yourself. In other words, you're sensing yourself, maybe for the first time. And so that is an introduction to awareness. And then also the introduction to awareness can come about by stopping thinking. So if you stop thinking, then there aren't any thoughts. There's just alert vigilance, alert cognizance, and that's what awareness is. So you see, it's very, very easy one way or another. Now, once you know what awareness is, then it's possible to recognize it, either spontaneously, as you mentioned, sometimes spontaneously you recognize awareness, and then other times you may need to rest as awareness. Now, initially, awareness can be rested as by stopping thinking, just to continue to get a sense of what awareness is. Now, as you become more confident in the alert cognizance of awareness, then you can begin to see that everything appears in that awareness. Not thinking, non-conceptuality appears in, of, as, and through awareness. And conceptual points of view also appear in, of, as, and through awareness. So you see, this is very simple, very straightforward. There's nothing extraordinary about it or mysterious, other than that maybe you didn't know this was possible before. So in that way, it's somewhat mysterious. And you may have been hanging around waiting for some big nuclear explosion of awareness or something like that to occur, where you would suddenly be aware from that moment forward. I'm not saying that isn't possible. It could happen. However, it's highly unlikely. Most of the reported cases that I've seen of that have been a point of view. It hasn't really been the outshining of all points of view. Rather, it's awareness of points of view. And so that can be quite a relief at first to recognize that all points of view appear in awareness. There's awareness of points of view. But by continuing to gain confidence in awareness, at first there's awareness of points of view, like seeing an old friend. At first the points of view, some of them might seem to be enemies, but eventually they all appear like an old friend. They're not anything to be avoided or replaced. There's no manipulation that needs to take place. There's nothing that needs to be done about the points of view that appear. So by continuing to gain confidence and awareness, they appear as old and dear friends. And then next there comes a time when the points of view, they just release in and of themselves. And these stages really overlap, like a snake undoing its own knot. A snake doesn't need any help to undo its knot. It doesn't need a knot undoer. It undoes its own knot. So in the same way, points of view are self-freeing. They're free in their own place. So initially, it seems like you need to do something rest in order for points of view to be free. But then you start to notice that, well, they really undo themselves. There isn't anything that needs to be done about them. And still there's noticing of points of view. And then next, it's like points of view are like an empty house. There isn't anything there. It's like going into a house that formerly had a lot of stuff in it, and now it no longer does. It's empty. And then lastly, the points of view are outshone. There's no noticing of them at all. No running commentary on them. No noticing, no assessment of them at all. And this is like the planets and stars being outshone by the bright light of day. Or even like today, the foggy light of day. But the more confidence one gains in awareness, the clearer it is that awareness is empty. It is the source of complete clarity, and it is bright. It's brilliant. It's not a dull state. And in that context or within that scope, all points of view appear in an uncalculated way. So there's no need to apply any kind of calculated effort to points of view. There are no techniques that need to be applied any longer, not resting as awareness or anything else. This becomes automatic. The recognition becomes spontaneous, whereas initially the recognition may not have been noticed as spontaneous, it just becomes spontaneous. Now, the beauty of this and the importance and significance of this is that by giving up the idea that awareness is a specific state that feels a certain way, that is somehow apart from negative points of view, particularly giving up the idea that awareness is a state of positive points of view, the ground of non-duality is recognized. The unified field of everything is realized. If you continue to cling to an idea that awareness is comprised of positive points of view, then there'll never be instinctive knowledge of awareness. There never will be. And so you see, in this way, the negative states are a beacon of light rather than being something to be avoided. They're a beacon of bright, shining light. And taking points of view to be something that need to be manipulated in some way, that they need to be changed in order for us to be aware. That's not the point. So that is not the point. It's allowing everything just to be as it is. That means all thoughts, all emotions, all sensations with their labels appear, but there's no need to do anything about them. There's no need to go to a special state in order to avoid them or replace them. The point is that in resting as awareness, there's the beginning of the point of view. This is initially, there's the beginning of the point of view, the full flowering of the point of view, and the release of the point of view. But all the time there is awareness obvious in that so-called process. And by gaining confidence that awareness is required for that so-called process, then one comes to see that the beginning of the point of view, the flowering in the point of view, and the release of the point of view, those are all individual points of view. It's not a sequence or a linear progression that's being applied to a thing or an object. And this is the how to two of the realization of complete freedom. So you see, it requires probably that you let go of many notions you've had, if not all notions. Every descriptive framework you've had about everything, including awareness, is shattered. Because whatever is appearing, that's where awareness is. Each here and now is the unique appearance of awareness, yet it is complete and identical to all other moments of awareness, all other moments of the here and now. And there's no way to nail them down or tie them down and examine their behavior and properties or get descriptions that are going to specifically describe what's going on and what it looks like. This is impossible. So that's why the instruction is to relax, to just relax all impulse, all compulsive tendencies, all obsessive need to enter into a world of descriptions and try to manipulate everything so that everything is all right, so that you have well-being, so that you feel okay, so that you have relief from anxiety, so that you don't have fear anymore. The anxiety, the fear, all that, that's what you want to be occurring in a natural way. You just want to let it be as it is while you're maintaining awareness. This is how you come to see that the whole process of all these states appear in, of, as, and through awareness. It never appears as anything else. It's never of anything else. It's never as anything else, and it's never through anything else. Now, when we're accustomed to complicating everything by describing and trying to reorganize all our points of view so that they're different than they are, then to just rest as awareness may seem too simple, too easy. After all, we're complicated. We're complicated creatures, and oh, we're so bright and smart, and we know this about that and that about this, and so this can go against every notion we have about everything. It rests the responsibility of the instinctive realization of awareness squarely with us and nowhere else. So you see, there's no more copping out or opting out with all of our points of view, all our strategies for relieving anxiety. We don't want those points of view, those negative points of view, anxiety, fear, and all the other negative points of view, but it all kind of boils down to anxiety and fear. We don't want that. And we'll, at any cost, we'll try to relieve it, whatever it is. Jobs, marriages, relationships, children, no children, food, money, sex, recreation, entertainment. All these points of view. Food, by the way, includes alcohol and other drugs. Ingestibles, combustibles, whatever we're using to try to relieve anxiety and fear. And so you see, either gradually or by quantum leaps, we need to get very clear on what the basis is for relief from anxiety of all kinds, for relief from fear of all kinds. So you see, we either choose awareness or we choose a delusional fantasy of points of view, one or the other. You could even say a paranoid fantasy. We choose awareness or we choose a paranoid fantasy. A paranoid fantasy is a delusion that states that certain things exist that don't actually exist. So you see, that's a paranoid fantasy. Now today we might point to some people and say, oh, they've had a break with the reality, you know, they're delusional. However, there are just different degrees of that when the independent nature of phenomena is believed to be true and real, then that is a fantasy. It's a superstition. It's buying into the belief of popular culture, scientific and otherwise. In other words, conforming to the norm is not what gaining confidence and awareness is. Now, we all know this already. And from the beginning of our lives, we've never wanted to conform to the norm. And for one reason or another, we have, probably to fit in, to have a sense of belonging so we won't feel ostracized, because that is really a height of anxiety, to feel ostracized. So we want to fit in, and so we conform to the norm to one degree or another. Even if we fight the norm and we become anti-authoritarian, that's just another extreme of conforming to the norm. Buy-in or rebellion, one or the other. And so you see, we go beyond all those points of view and allow them to be naturally assimilated in awareness, assimilated in the complete absence of anything identifiable. So there's never the statement that awareness is one thing or that it's another. Awareness cannot be nailed down in that way. It can't be described in that way. It's indescribable, ineffable. It obviously is, but at the same time, it isn't something in particular. It's obvious in the here and now of all appearance. That's all that can be said about it. But it can't be said that it's any one appearance. It is all of its self-presentations. It naturally occurs spontaneously as all of its self-presentations, whatever they are. If you're living in a palace or in a tent in the woods, it's complete and identical in awareness. Now, if you live in a palace, there might be a lot more distractions to kind of make you feel like everything's all right. Yeah. I saw a series of palaces once in India where a man who had several wives within a very large compound. He had built a special palace for each one of his wives. In every room of the palace, it had mandalas of inlays of precious gems in the walls. All the walls were made of precious gems and gold. And each one had input with him. They were collaborators on building these. So you see, if you were involved in that kind of pursuit, you'd have a lot of distractions. What you were going to do with all these walls and how to make the mandalas so that everything looked balanced and right. However, points of view are the mandala. They are the matrix of reality. They are the collection of the appearances of here and now. They're the super complete integrated architecture, structure of reality itself. There's nothing complicated about it. It's appearing in your own awareness in every moment. So it's just a matter of getting used to it. You became unaccustomed to it by being distracted by popular ideas about what's going on in the world. And so now you're a champion of awareness. By being a champion of awareness, you come to understand yourself completely and understand everyone else completely. So being a champion of awareness doesn't separate you from other people, like getting into some kind of refined state, like non-conceptuality or emptiness or nihilistic consciousness, or that has no meaning and purpose. All those states separate you from everyone else. But in the great beauty of blazing awareness, there isn't any separation, literally and figuratively. There's increasing connection and intimacy with everyone, a deep understanding of what makes people tick. A deep understanding of what makes people tick, to the degree that you know far more about them than they know about themselves. Or maybe even ever want to know about themselves. And so, in this way, you come to understand the nature of existence in your own experience and through your own experience. You pitch all the philosophy books because you don't need them anymore when it's a lived philosophy of your own experience. The only books you really want to read about awareness are those that are absolutely clear. Otherwise, you'll end up totally confused. Especially if they're books that say they're about non-duality, but the whole book puts forth some kind of philosophy of duality. In other words, that you have an ego that you need to get rid of to realize non-duality, or maybe it's called something else, a personality you need to overcome, or a pain body, that there's some kind of thing in there, like a demon that you need to, that's always at war with awareness. This is nonsense. Everything that appears in awareness is a point of view, and there aren't any special structures within awareness that are different than any other point of view. All points of view are equal. So if you have the point of view of you or your personality or your ego, that's just a point of view. It it's equal to any other point of view that is appearing. There aren't any special storehouses of point of view at all. Awareness is the great keeper of all points of view. So just relax and enjoy life. That's my advice to you. Otherwise, it'll be one story after another. Living a life based on points of view, well, life is one disappointment after another. And ending with the final disappointment of death, the final blow. And the older you get, believe me, the more disappointments there are. So you see, that's the way is that life is based on points of view. You can't avoid the points of view of getting all wrapped up in birth and adolescence and adulthood and sickness, aging, and death. And all the other points of view associated with them. Waking, dreaming, sleeping. Yeah. You'll be just absolutely sure that's who you are. Delusional fantasy. If you limit yourself to that description, then it's very disappointing. Very disappointing. Increasingly disappointing. By just resting as awareness and gaining confidence in awareness and how, in whatever way that comes about for you. Some people just listen to the talks or read the texts, and that's it. That's their form of resting. By allowing that to just be as it is, you let heartbreak in. You let heartache in. You let in everything you've been trying to avoid. Yeah, so it can be a little scary sometimes at first, because these are big emotions. They seem really big when you've been trying to avoid them. When you start to see your actual suffering in that instant, when you start to see the actual suffering and disappointment that is the accumulation of your life with a few highs thrown in, when you start to see that in yourself, then instantaneously you start to see that it's also true about everyone else. You see, that's what compassion is. That's what real compassion is. Compassion doesn't mean just trying to do nice things for other people. It means that the nice things that you're trying to do for other people are inspired by your deep connection with your own suffering and disappointment, your own heartache and heartbreak, and that of every being. There would be no way to realize that without encountering your negative points of view as they are. It would be impossible. So you see, you could call it bittersweet initially. However, it ends up being pure pleasure. The outshining of points of view is pure pleasure. No matter what is appearing, it's pure pleasure. Not in some weird way, but in a final way. In a final and complete way where everything is allowed, everything is seen through automatically. The true condition of the nature of existence is seen. Instinctively known, without thinking, without applying any logical frameworks. Just instinctively now, like breathing. No sense in thinking that points of view are imperfect, any of them. That this is the perfect point of view and that's the imperfect point of view. All perfect, all equal. So everything you've been hiding out from about yourself, just let it be as it is, while maintaining the power of awareness. Notice that that power of awareness is present in every perception, no matter what its label is. All appearances of natural perfection, without any exception. How would you be the one who doesn't fit in the basic state? How would that happen? It can't happen. No special cases here. What initially is considered to be a choice, an active choice, is found to be equal to all other points of view. All the activity is that seems so clear, that seems so obvious, all the activity that seems to be going on in every single moment is actually non-active space. The non-active space that is the ground of everything that occurs in complete openness. And so there aren't any questions to be answered. At the same time, it's the answer to all the questions, no matter what they are. It's just like if you come along a path and you see that that path is going to take you exactly where you want to go. If you stumble over a rock on the path, you're going to keep going anyway. You're not going to say, oh, this rock is evidence that this path leads nowhere. And so you see, that's kind of like the notion of choice or trying to figure out how all this happens. The keep your eye on the prize. If you're on that path and you can already see where it goes by virtue of your own experience, then if you stumble on something along the way, you're not going to see it as important. There's a great danger in getting into different pronouncements about awareness, such as radiant nothingness, choicelessness, emptiness, all of these other things. I've realized it, I've nailed it down. Guess what? Awareness is equally present in choice and in choicelessness, in everythingness and in nothingness, in emptiness and fullness. It doesn't matter. Undifferentiated, non-differentiated. Just relax and don't need to get into yet another descriptive framework. This time it's a descriptive framework about what awareness is. The easygoing, carefree attitude. That's what awareness is. Just the sense of complete relief without any need to come up with all these ideas about everything. What a relief to not have to come up with ideas about everything. Just think about how hard it was for you to learn to talk as someone mouthed the different consonants and vowels to you, trying to force you to describe things so you could fit in with everything else. Mommy. Papa. Useful to some degree, but definitely not the ultimate understanding of who you are or anyone else is.